Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings call of Madhya Bharat Agro Products Limited. From the senior management, we have with us today Mr. Pankaj Otswal, Managing Director, Mr. Pukraj Kantar, Group Financial Advisor, Mr. Gaurav Ranka, Accounts General Manager. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gaurav Ranka. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earning call for Madhya Bharat Agro Products Limited. Before we begin the earning call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risk and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Pankaj Otswal, Managing Director. Over to you, Pankaj.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Madhya Bharat Agro Products Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. The first quarter of FY27 was marked by a challenging operating environment of the fertilizer industry with elevated raw material prices, supply chain disruptions, and the delayed onset of the southwest monsoon creating temporary headwinds. The fertilizer industry has successfully navigated similar cycles in the past, and we believe the current challenges are temporary in nature. With improving monsoon conditions and continued policy support, the operating environment remains supportive, while the geopolitical situation in West Asia continues to be closely monitored. With that backdrop, let me first discuss the key industry developments before taking you through our quarterly performance and outlook. Agriculture environment. Agriculture remains the backbone of India's fertilizer industry, with fertilizer consumption closely linked to the progress of southwest monsoon. And during the first quarter, the delayed onset of the southwest monsoon temporarily impacted land preparation and sowing across several key agriculture regions. By the end of June, cumulative rainfall was somewhat below the long period average, and kharif sowing stood at around 183 lakh hectares, compared with 236.5 lakh hectares during the corresponding last year. As phosphatic fertilizers such as DAP, NPK and SSP fertilizers are primarily applied during land preparation and the early stage of crop establishment, the delay in sowing naturally shifted fertilizer application to a later part of the season. With monsoon conditions improving and sowing activity gaining momentum, the operating environment has become increasingly favorable for the industry. Global supply chain and raw material environment. The fertilizer industry also faced significant supply side challenges during the quarter, driven by geopolitical developments in West Asia. The conflict in West Asia, particularly around the Strait of Hormuz, created uncertainty across global fertilizer supply chains. Given India's dependence on imported rock phosphate, phosphoric acid, sulfur, and ammonia, these disruptions resulted in higher freight costs, delays in vessel movements, and elevated procurement costs. At the same time, prices of key raw material, including ammonia and sulfur, increased significantly, while phosphoric acid and sulfuric acid continued to remain at elevated levels, resulting in higher input costs across the phosphatic fertilizer industry. While the geopolitical situation in West Asia continues to evolve, it continues to remain a key area of focus for the industry. Continued government support through the nutrient-based subsidy framework has also helped support industry stability. Demand and production environment. The quarter witnessed a temporary supply-side constraint due to geopolitical developments in West Asia, which impacted raw material availability and production schedules across the fertilizer industry. As per FAI data, SSP production declined by 7% YOY and NPK production declined by 28% YOY during April and May 26. Despite this, market demand remained resilient, with SSP sales growing 28% YOY and NPK sales increasing 33% YOY during the same period. This clearly demonstrates that the underlying fertilizer demand remains strong, with the moderation in production driven by supply side factors rather than any weakness in consumption. Government supply support. The policy environment remained supportive throughout the quarter, reinforcing the long-term growth outlook for the fertilizer industry. During the quarter, the government announced higher MSPs for all 14 kharif crops for the year FY 26-27 marketing season. Higher MSPs for the key crops such as soybean, groundnut, cotton and pulses are expected to improve farm profitability, strengthen farmers' purchasing power and encourage balanced nutrition application. Another significant development was the government's approval of the nutrient-based subsidy rates for the kharif 2026 regime. The enhanced subsidy allocation provides pricing visibility for the phosphatic fertilizer industry. In addition, the government continued to focus on ensuring availability, comfortable fertilizer inventories, higher natural gas allocation to fertilizer manufacturers, and continued policy support are expected to strengthen supply stability across the industry. Industry outlook. Looking ahead, the outlook for the Indian phosphatic fertilizer industry remains encouraging, supported by improving agriculture conditions and expected continued government policy support. The southwest monsoon has gained momentum during July, resulting in improved rainfall and accelerated kharif sowing across key agriculture states. This is expected to drive fertilizer consumption during the peak application period. While the geopolitical situation in West Asia continues to remain uncertain, continued government support through higher MSPs and the nutrient-based subsidy framework provides stability to the industry. Overall, improving monsoon conditions, accelerating agriculture activity, and continued government support provides a favorable backdrop for the remainder of kharif season. Against this improving industry backdrop, we remain mindful of the evolving geopolitical situation in West Asia and continue to closely monitor developments. Through disciplined procurement, diversified sourcing, prudent inventory management and appropriate MRP revisions supported by our integrated manufacturing facilities, we successfully managed the operating environment, maintaining uninterrupted operations throughout the quarter. These initiatives enabled us to deliver a resilient financial and operational performance. Financial performance. Q1 FY27. Coming to our financial performance, I am pleased to share that Madhya Bharat Agro Products Limited delivered a resilient performance during the quarter despite a challenging operating environment. Quarterly revenue from operations stood at rupees 416 crore, supported by healthy demand and a favorable product mix. Quarterly EBITDA stood at rupees 66 crore, growing 16% year-on-year. This is driven by disciplined cost management despite raw material price volatility. Quarterly profit after tax stood at rupees 33 crore, an increase of 17% YOY, driven by higher operating profitability and improved margin. Quarterly earning per share stood at rupees 0.75 compared with rupees 0.64 in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Operational highlights. Our operational performance remained equally stronger during the quarter. Fertilizer production stood at 99,224 metric ton, while sales reached at 1,00,583 metric ton, with sales exceeding production, reflecting healthy market demand and effective execution across the MBFEL's distribution network. Growth roadmap. Our state-of-art integrated fertilizer complex in Dhule, Maharashtra remains the cornerstone of our long-term growth strategy and will play a pivotal role in expanding our manufacturing capabilities and strengthening our integrated business model. As shared in the previous quarter, we successfully commissioned and stabilized the single superphosphate fertilizer plant along with integrated sulfuric acid plant. These facilities have established a strong manufacturing foundation for the next phase of expansion. During the quarter, we acquired an additional 52,600 square meters of adjoining land at Dhule complex, increasing our total land bank to approximately 6.38 lakh square meters. This will support future expansion opportunities as we continue to scale our integrated manufacturing facilities. The next phase of the project is progressing as planned and is scheduled for commissioning by October 26, which will add 330,000 metric ton per annum of DAP NPK fertilizer capacity, 99,000 metric ton per annum of phosphoric acid capacity. Building on this momentum, The final phase is targeted for commissioning by October 2027, adding 330,000 metric ton per annum of DAP and NPK fertilizer capacity, 66,000 metric ton per annum of phosphoric acid capacity, 396,000 metric ton per annum of sulfuric acid capacity. Beyond expanding manufacturing capacity, the Dhule fertilizer complex will significantly strengthen our presence in western and southern India, one of the country's largest and fastest growing fertilizer markets. Its strategic location will enhance market access, optimize logistics, improve supply chain efficiencies, and further expand our distribution network, positioning the company for sustained long-term growth. Corporate and strategic developments. During the quarter, the company successfully completed a 1:5 stock split, reducing the face value of each equity share from Rs. 10 to Rs. 2, effective 3 July 26. This initiative was undertaken to enhance the affordability for retail investors and broaden investor participation. While the stock split does not alter the company's underlying fundamentals, it reflects our continued focus on enhancing long-term shareholder value. We also expanded our product portfolio by introducing additional grades of complex fertilizers, further strengthening our ability to meet the evolving nutrient requirements of Indian agriculture. The introduction of 15-15-15, 9-24-24, and 16-20-0-13 complements our existing product portfolio, enhancing our market reach and support long-term volume growth through a more diversified product mix. Growth outlook. Looking ahead, we remain confident in the company's long-term growth trajectory. Improving monsoon conditions, continued government support, and resilient underlying demand provide a favorable backdrop for the remainder of FY27. While the geopolitical situation in West Asia continues to remain uncertain, we remain focused on disciplined procurement, diversified sourcing, and operational execution. Our strategic priorities remain clear. Maximize capacity utilization across our manufacturing facilities, execute the Dhule expansion project on schedule to significantly enhance our integrated manufacturing capabilities, strengthening backward integration to improve supply chain resilience and cost competitiveness, expanding our presence in southern and western India and other high growth markets through a stronger distribution network, driving operational excellence through continuous improvement in manufacturing efficiency, productivity and cost optimization, expanding our product portfolio and market presence, particularly across high growth markets, supported by a strong distribution network. Closing remarks. In summary, the first quarter demonstrates resilience of our integrated business model, diversified sourcing strategy, and our ability to deliver a healthy performance despite a challenging operating environment. With improving industry conditions, the ongoing Dhule project expansions, and our continued focus on operational excellence, we remain confident in our growth outlook for the remainder of FY27. I would like to thank all our shareholders for their continued trust and confidence in Madhya Bharat Agro Products Limited. With that, we will now be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from the line of Shivam Gupta with Trinidra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. As I want to understand that SSP utilization was around 79% and NPK DAP around 66% in Q1, right?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, and what utilization ramp-up are you expecting over the next 2 years? Oh, sorry, over the next 2 quarters as your Dhule next phase comes online in October?
See, the first quarter definitely it was impacted due to that raw material availability and which was across the industry. But now, as you are already aware, that the raw material is smoothly available in the country for all the manufacturing units. So in coming quarters, we are confident that the capacity utilization will definitely improve in these coming quarters.
Okay, sir. And for the next phase of expansion beyond Dhule, will the funding will be entirely through debt or it will be possible to equity dilution?
The funding is already tied up with the bankers and internal accruals, so there is we are not looking forward to any equity dilution, but it is always that in the interest of the company and in the interest of the shareholders and in the working of the business, we can move forward to have an equity dilution, but it will be through regulatory compliances, and you will be kept updated as and when any equity dilution is being done in the company.
Are you talking about our planned next expansion, which is expected to come into force from October 27?
Yes.
That plan is still under discussion, and we can have pure equity infusion or debt plus equity infusion, debt plus internal accruals if it permits, but it is yet to be finalized.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Harsh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is that the revenue grew only 1.6% year-on-year, while EBITDA grew 15.8% and the profit after tax grew 17%. So why there is the sharp divergence? Can you explain it?
Look, we procured raw material in the last quarter of March when prices were on the process of rising. So that benefit of low raw material procurement got in this first quarter. That is the precise reason for the better EBITDA and better PAT.
Okay, sir.
Yes, Mr. Harsh, does that answer your question? Okay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Kavya with Analyme Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So, sir, I wanted to ask that, can you provide any numbers like what you are looking for going forward in FY27 for revenue and EBITDA?
See, Q1, it is clear that if the revenue is 416 crores, Q2, definitely the utilization or the production will be on the increasing trend because the raw material issues have been resolved and they are being continuously monitored. So the capacity utilization will increase. And after that, when the Dhule project comes in, with DAP, NPK and SSP of 330,000 ton each, there will be a tremendous change in the numbers in the third quarter. So overall, it is the numbers, if you are asking for the specific numbers,
you can estimate that for the Dhule project we have estimated a capacity utilization of 60%. And the current existing plant from next now onwards, it will be about a 90% capacity utilization. And then there will be an imported fertilizer supply also in the market as per the demand. So we expect at least more than 50% increase in the turnover in coming months. We hope the government will also be positive and may take some corrective actions for October, March, fixing nutrient base. So many things are there. Maybe it will be better than first quarter, that assurance we can give, but it will not be fair to give you an exact forecast at the moment.
Okay, sir. Thank you. No problems. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aman Goval, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. I am audible.
Yes.
Achha. Good evening, sir. Actually, given our Q1 FY27 performance, where revenue growth is relatively very flat, say 1 or 2%, but EBITDA margin and PAT margin expanded very good due to our integrated platform. Does management maintain its full year revenue growth and margin guidance for FY27 earlier given by the management?
I think we have responded this question on somebody else, but still, for the sake of satisfying, I will repeat my answer. Look, the first quarter, the revenue is flat because in quantity terms, there have been so many challenges. Profit is more because of the carried over low-cost raw material, which has since been exhausted. And for the coming three quarters, because all the positive developments which have taken place, the revenue, EBITDA, everything, EBITDA we expect to maintain, and revenue it will take a quantum jump.
Achha. In continuation to this, regarding challenges, we are discussing, you are stating in this...
Challenges have been there from January onwards. Challenges are still there. Raw material prices are still ruling high, particularly for ammonia prices have started coming down. Rock prices are being maintained at the same level. We have increased MRP. Government has also come forward to increase the nutrient bed subsidy. We still expect that government will come further to support the farmers. And because there has not been any demand constraint as far as domestic players are concerned, we do not foresee any adverse feature in the coming three quarters.
Okay. Okay.
We have already demonstrated our skills to work in tough conditions and with integrated facilities, new expansions, our diversified production excellence models. We are working hard and definitely with all these new products, new developments coming in and businesses going in smooth, higher demand of fertilizers in the country, definitely company is going to perform very good in coming times.
Right, sir. You mean to say, in spite of these challenges, we will catch our revenue guidance given for FY27?
Yes, yes. No issues.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Keshav Sharma with Keshav Associate. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is that your three-year targets imply ₹3,500 crore revenue and 15.6 lakh MP capacity by FY28. So what's the biggest execution risk? Means it is the West Asia challenge or monsoon variability or something else?
Look, we have been telling in the past also, number one, West Asia crisis does not affect considerably as our rock phosphate procurement is from Egypt and Jordan, which follows a different route. as far as gas supply is concerned, by the government initiative, the gas supply to the urea plant has been restored to 100%. As a result, the ammonia supply is now streamlined. At the same time, we have entered into a green ammonia agreement, which will be available from 1st April 2029. And despite that, there will be challenges regarding this price escalation, but we hope the same will be taken care by market as well as by government. So whatever revenue forecast or guidance we have given, I'm sure we will be able to perform better than what it has been given.
Okay, sir, understood.
Yes, Mr. Kesa, does that answer your question?
No, sir.
Okay. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you once again for joining us. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to our investor relations team. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of Madhya Bharat Agro Products Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.